The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I kind of asked you to use your imagination. I hope you were able to see what our Lord was going through in this moment. Because I was wondering that last night when I was thinking about this. Like, what would it be like to be in a situation like that, where you know that men are getting ready to stone you? See, Jesus there, he was a man of his own people. He knew their hardness of their hearts. He knew how they were zealous about all the wrong things so often. This threat of stoning wasn't a threat. It was a reality. They were going to stone him. If you knew that they were going to stone you, if you knew that they were going to lob these great stones headlong toward you, would you still have done it? Because Jesus is God. He knows everything. He knows every action, every word. It says so many times in the scriptures that he discerns hearts, and yet he persisted. I don't think I would have. I don't think I would have continued in that way. I don't like it when people throw rocks ever. When I was a little kid, I used to throw some rocks from time to time, but shortly after that, I realized when I got hit by one, I didn't like the way it felt, so I stopped throwing rocks. What is it about Jesus that gave him the confidence to be able to go forward, to do this even when the threat was very real, and he very well could have been arrested by them, could have been handed over, could have been struck by a rock and endured that great pain at that time? What is it that kept him firm? Do you know? Not a rhetorical question. Do you know? It's kind of weird to get answers from the cloister, but it's the noun that's used most often and most prominently throughout the whole of the scriptures. Do you know? Let's go back a little bit. You remember the first Sunday of Lent. The first Sunday of Lent this year, we began in Mark. And do you know what verse we began in? Or even what story? That's good enough. The story we began with was that of the temptation of Christ. We always begin there. But do you know what verse that is? Mark 1:12. But that's not as important as the verse right before that. Mark 1:1. And Mark 1:1 tells you exactly why Jesus was able to be so confident in all these trials, all these difficulties, all these encounters which he had with men who really did want to murder him in a violent fashion. Mark 1:1, something that needs to be seared into your mind. Because if not, even though we're here almost in Holy Week, it's the thing that's supposed to form the whole of this holy season of Lent. And if you don't know it, you can't live it out well. Mark 1:1 is this. It's a conclusion of the baptism of Christ. God the Father, speaking to his Son, says, "You are my beloved Son. With you I delight. With you I'm well pleased." You see, because Jesus knew that he was God's Son, that his Father delighted in him, that his Father took great pleasure, was proud of him, and the Spirit in that's what it talks about in the next verse, sent him forth. He had no reason for fear. No reason for trepidation in the midst of trials. No reason for holding back. But rather knew who he was, and so he could be who he was. Do we know that? Do we know who we are? See, you and I can't make it through Lent if we don't. We can't make it through the trials of Holy Week, Passion Sunday, which really begins tomorrow, unless we know that. We got to know who we are. Because the very same words were spoken to each of us on the day of our own baptism. Because we're baptized into Christ, and we take on the identity of Jesus Christ in our baptism. Mark 1:1:1. That's the thing that gives you the strength to make it through whatever trial, whatever difficulty, whatever hardship you face in this world, no matter who is trying to lob what sort of stones at you, whether that is your own flesh beating yourself up because you don't think you're worthy, whether that is the world because they say, we remember your sins and you can't break out of that idea that we have from you, or whether it's the demons themselves who constantly want to accuse you and say you're not worth it. Whatever it is, if you remember that you're God's beloved son, or his beloved daughters, that God takes pleasure in you, in you he delights. There's no difficulty too great. And the passion which we are about to experience tomorrow can have meaning not just for the life of Christ, not just meaning for a generalized sense of the world, but an intense meaning for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.